It seems like we've just barely made it out of mud season in some parts of Vermont, but defying the reputation for a wet and goopy time of year, it's actually been quite dry, and the entire state of Vermont is now under a burning ban. So, Amy, you've been following this story in Public Post this week. Is it unusual to have a statewide ban on burning brush?
Yes, it is. Typically, burn permits are granted or denied by a local fire warden in each city or town, but conditions this past week have been so conducive to wildfires that Lars Lund, who is the state forest fire supervisor, issued a blanket ban on burn permits.
And that ban is going to last for 2 weeks, I understand. But we have a lot of rain in the forecast this weekend, possibly into next week. Will that have an effect on whether the ban is lifted?
It could. Lund said if there's significant rainfall in parts of the state, he might lift the no-burn order by county.
Well, besides the dry weather, what prompted that order?
On Monday, the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for the entire state. Red flag warning is issued when there's a combination of low relative humidity, gusty winds, and an abundance of dry fuels like leaves and brush. And basically, that warning means there's a high probability for wildfires. And indeed, more than 25 wildfires were reported around the state on Monday. And some of them, including the largest one in Brattleboro, were caused by power lines that went down in high winds. And then we saw the statewide burn ban issued the next day.
Well, how do we know if the ban has been lifted in a given area?
You can just ask your local fire warden.
Okay, one place in Vermont that isn't so dry is up through Smuggler's Notch, where I understand there is still ice and snow across the road. Is that really possible? I suppose in Smuggler's Notch it is. I saw that you tweeted about a different kind of ice out contest that's going on there as well, Amy.
That's right. As you know, Mitch, Route 108 between Stowe and Cambridge is not maintained in the winter, and it has yet to be open for the season. So the Vermont Agency of Transportation announced a contest on its Facebook page this week. The person who posts the closest guess as to when the notch will open will win a plow truck ride next winter.
But not a ride through the notch.
Right. No plow trucks in the notch.
Well, I'll have to go and check that out. And I understand that Vermont has now made another best and worst list. What is this one about?
Wallet Hub, which is a personal finance website, makes a lot of these best and worst lists. And in honor of Mother's Day, they've ranked the best and worst states for working moms. And they put Vermont in the number one spot on that list this year.
In the number one best spot?
That's right.
So what went into that calculation?
They considered data regarding childcare, professional opportunities, and work-life balance.
And love, Amy. They also surely must have considered love.
Now, I didn't see that in the rubric.
Now, looking ahead, Brookfield is taking 2 days later this month to celebrate the reopening of the town's famous floating bridge. And this is a completely new pontoon bridge over Sunset Lake?
That's right. This is actually Brookfield's eighth floating bridge. The first bridge was built back in 1820.
So that works out to what, a new bridge about every 25 years?
Yeah, on average, but I think more modern bridges have probably lasted longer, and the engineers say this new bridge is expected to last 100 years.
Well, a floating bridge is something of a novelty, isn't it? Is this the only one in the state of Vermont?
According to Brookfield's website, it's the only bridge of its kind east of the Mississippi.
No wonder they're having a 2-day celebration. Now, when is that happening?
It's the weekend of May 23rd and 24th, and you can find a link to the full schedule of events in The Frequency on VPR.net.
Oh, thanks very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Mitch.